Vayakel Moshe, it's called Adas Bnei Yisrael. So Moshe Rabbeinu gathered together Gans Klal Yisrael, and he starts off with the mitzvah of Shabbos. Moshe Rabbeinu says, before he tells them anything about the Mishkan, he says, Eila advorim asher tzivu Hashem lasei soisam, sheishes yomim teyosam alocho b'yem ha-shvi yelochem kodesh, Shabbos Shabbosin Lashem. So he starts off with the mitzvah of Shabbos, which really seems to be the theme of Hakomas HaMishkan. Because if you think about the amount of times that the Torah is repeated Shabbos by the Mishkan, Shabbos is the theme. It's mentioned multiple times, number one. Number two, the Lamatas Malachas are learned from the Mishkan. The Lamatas Malachas themselves are learned from the Mishkan, which also shows you a connection between the Mishkan and Shabbos. Only, in fact, anything that was in the Mishkan Chashiva, that's a Malacha. Anything that wasn't in the Mishkan is not a Malacha. Any Malacha that's not done for the purpose that it was done in the Mishkan is not a Malacha Deraisa. It's not a Malacha Machsheves. In order to qualify to be a Malacha that you chayev on Shabbos for, it has to be a Malacha which was in the Mishkan done for that purpose. So it's completely connected to the Mishkan. Shabbos and the Mishkan are one. That's on the one side. On the other side, we find that there's a Hava Mina that the Mishkan will be Doicha Shabbos. And Chazal tell us that what's the reason why you put Higdim Lohem Azor Shabbos L'tzivim Melech Mishkan. So Rashi quotes the Mechilta. Loimar Shein Doicha Shabbos. To tell us that it's not Doicha Shabbos. Why would I think that the Mishkan is Doicha Shabbos? Why would I think that you should do a mitzvah saseh and Mechal Shabbos for it? Miyuchad the Mishkan. From all the mitzvahs that we have in the Gemara and Yevamos, talks about this as well, with the problem that Aseh is not Doicha, Lois Aseh Sheish Bekoros. Shabbos is not only a Lois Aseh Sheish Bekoros, it's a Lois Aseh and Aseh. It's a Lav Sheish Bemises Bezdin. Shabbos has every reason in the world why it shouldn't be Doicha. And yet, Chazal say that Dafka the Torah went out of its way to tell you that Shabbos is not Doicha the Mishkan. Why not? So some Rishonim actually tell us that there'd be a Havamina more by the Mishkan than anything else, because the Melechus HaMishkan is Doicha Shabbos. The Avodas HaMishkan. Meaning, once you, Karbonos, Tmidim, Musafim, right, it's all Doicha, the Karbonos of Shabbos, are Doicha Shabbos. Karbonos of Yom Tov, are Doicha Yom Tov. So you may think that once we see that it's pushed off, so you may think that it should get pushed off for Asiyas HaMishkan as well. But obviously there's an underlying connection here between Shabbos and the Mishkan, both in the positive and also in the fact that we see that the Melech HaShabbos are also tied into the Mishkan. There's some kind of they complement each other, these two in Yonah.
Moshe put up the Mishkan on Shabbos.
That was during the Yemei HaMiluim. Yeah, that was
maybe
a separate thing.
Learn from there. Maybe since you put up the Mishkan on Shabbos, maybe we should be...
This is before Moshe put on the Mishkan. This tzivu is before that. It wasn't after that. The mitzvah building the Mishkan was before. The Havamina was even before Moshe did anything. In fact,
is it possible that this is part of a larger focus as to whether Hechsher mitzvah is as important as...
It's definitely possible. But again, the question is still going to go back, why did Torah pick the Mishkan to teach me that? There's some connection between the Mishkan and Shabbos, more than anything else. Now, right after the Torah got that piece in about Shabbos, it goes back to the Mishkan. When it goes back to the Mishkan, we find a couple of diukim that are very difficult to understand, just the way the psukim read. Pasuk says, first he gives an introduction. Vayomer Moshe kol adas bnei Yisrael lemar, ze hadavar asher tzivo l'Hashem. Like a statement on its own. This is what Hashem commanded. Really, you could just start. Hayema Hashem Okadas Pnei Yisrael. And then go through the mitzvah. Instead of Zeh Adover, like a separate statement. Zeh Adover Asher Tzivah Hashem, without any mitzvah. Then it goes to the mitzvah. Chumei Yitchem Trumel Hashem. Take Trumel. What's the Chumei Yitchem Trumel Hashem? You say, give. Chumei Yitchem Trumel Hashem. The Pasuk already goes on. That they should give. What they should give. Kol Nediv Lev. Yovi. What's this Chumei Yitchem? Chu me'itchem trumel Hashem. Now, if it would have even said chu me'itam, we would have a pshat. The pshat you could say is like the Torah to me says earlier on, by v'yikhu, that once a Jew makes a neder to give money to the Mishkan, the gabai, the gizbor, can collect it against his will. So the nediv lev is only needed at the beginning. Once you decide to make the donation, and you make the neder, now it could be taken from you. So it would even work. If it would have said, Khu me'itam, we would have still been able to say, you know what? It's talking to the gizbar. It's telling the gizbar that those Jews that made a nedava, you can sanction it. You can take it. It doesn't say that. Look at the pasuk. Khu me'itchem, take from yourselves. Take from yourselves, Trumel Hashem. What does it even mean? Take from yourself? You say, give from yourself. Take from yourself. Very strange. Now, kol nediv libay. Then the pasuk says, we already said, chumei yitchem trumel Hashem. Done. No. Kol nediv libay. Anybody who has heart desires, it should say, yavi es trumas Hashem. No. Yivi echa. He should bring it. Bring what? Then it says what he should bring. Es trumas Hashem zavach yasef v'nechayshes. It doesn't even read. It pasha doesn't read. People go through the shneimik of echad targum, but they're not really doing even echad targum. They may be doing mikra, but they're not doing targum. Because it doesn't teach even. Just read the pasuk. Chu me'itchem trumal Hashem. Take from yourselves trumal Hashem, whatever that means. Kol nediv libay. Anybody whose heart desires. Yivi eha. He should bring it. As Trumas Hashem, the Trum of Hashem, he should bring it, the Trum of Hashem. Zov Chesed V'Nechash. Yovi is Trumas Hashem. He should bring the Trum of Hashem. Yiviya, he should bring it, Trum of Hashem. Zov Chesed V'Nechash. Avnei Shem, Avnei Miluim here is listed at the end, even though we know that Avnei Shem and Avnei Miluim is the Choshev, most Choshev in the Dova, the most difficult to get. So Chazal tell us that the Avnei Shoyam and Avnei Miluim that came from the Nesiim. And the Nesiim actually waited till the end. They said, whatever is missing at the end, we'll bring. You have a lot of times people like that. Come to me at the end. Whatever's left, I'll do. Do it at the end. And it's a common, it's a laziness. It's like people come to me all the time for Mishnayos. So sometimes I don't know if it's, I think I fool myself to believe that I'm doing it lishmo. I say, listen, give it out, whatever's left at the end, then come to me. So I fool myself, I say I do that because I want people to learn Mishnayos. I'm going to take Seder Taharas, let the Tzibur take Seder Taharas. If they don't take it at the end, if I'm stuck with Negoyim and Oilus, I'm stuck with Negoyim and Oilus. But why shouldn't the Tzibur do? But that may be just an excuse I give myself. Inside, I probably want to let them take it. So the Nesiim said, let's wait for the end. Because they waited for the end, A, the Torah put it at the end. The Torah really bombarded the Nesiim in a very strong way. Even though the Chayr and the Nesiim had a good kavana. They wanted to help. They wanted to do something that nobody else was ready to do. Sounds pretty... pretty good. Pretty pure. The Torah, number one, left it for the end. Number two, as you remember, the Torah took out a Yud from their name. V'anasim Eviu took a Yud out. Chazal say, why did they take out a Yud? Because they did this delay. So Yankov Kamenetsky Zatzal has his famous approach in Chinuch Bechlal. Yankov always said that chinuch, he would change the word from chinuch. He would change it because it became misused. He said, real chinuch is mashpia. Mashpia means to influence. Chinuch people think it means to tell people what to do. Right? Chinuch is to tell somebody, do this, don't do that, you have to do that. That's mashpia means to influence. To make a roshim. Make an influence on somebody. That's mashpia. So Bianca always said, that's the ikar chinuch. The ikar chinuch is to influence, not to tell somebody this. That's how we learned Avraham Avinu, why he was punished. Well, punished. He didn't get the same reward for the water, because the water, the malachim, he sent Yishmol to get the water. Yukach no mat mayim. So therefore, when it was given to us, it was also through a shliach. So Rabbi Yankov asked, Rashi says, it was kedei l'chanchei b'mitzvahs. So Rabbi Yankov said, the best chinuch is you do yourself. That's the best chinuch. I tell the fathers that come to yeshiva to learn with their sons at night, I say, this is much better than the people that hire tutors. Much better. Because you, all the money in the world can't pay what it, the same that a father comes himself and learns with his son. That's, you could pay $1,000 an hour. You coming yourself is the best. That's the best of chinuch. So going in that vein, so that's the pshat also by Nesiyim. You can't, as a leader, you can't say, let's see what they'll give. You have to pave the way of giving. You have to be a mashpia. Yeah, lead. Right? L'havdol, you don't lead from behind, right? Like that. So lead. You have to be a manik. So that was his. So his approach, that would be a pshat, one of the pshatim. But I want to share with you another idea of why there's such a strong, really a strong, very strong message being sent back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with his disapproval for what the Nesiyim did, both in where it's mentioned and both the taking the Yudah out. Why is it such a strong... So I'll tell you like this. Perhaps this will answer also it answers how the Mishkan's a kapara, and what's the connection between the Mishkan and Shabbos? So perhaps we could say like this. We know that Avodah Zorah began in the world. Of course, the eagle was not real Avodah Zorah, but it was Abizrayim of Avodah Zorah. Avodah Zorah began in the world, the Rambam writes, in Hilchos Avodah Zorah, when he tracks the history of Avodah Zorah. So how did Avodah Zorah begin? He started with, we were all created by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How did things begin? So the Rambam writes in Hilchos Avodah Zorah that the beginning, the original Avodah Zorah didn't believe that there was no God. They believed there was a Ribbono Shel Olam. And they believed there's a Ribbono Shel Olam that was Borei Es Hakol. They believed that Hashem created everything. The only thing is they felt that Hashem has these shluchim. And when Hashem created planets, when he created the moon and the sun, he gave over to these different creations, he gave them koiches. And now they govern and run the world. And Ribbono Shel Olam sort of is, maybe he oversees a little bit, but he gave it over to his shluchim. That's how Avodah Zorah began. So he started worshipping the Mishamshim of HaKadosh Baruch. And then from there it deteriorated onward. In creation, the Chachmei Machshove, the Chachmei Kabbalah explained this, and even the Chachmei Apshat, that there are two main forces in the world, Beteva. One is space, right? That's in Teva, there's space, and there's time. Those are the two forces of nature that a human being associates to. Space, you can't envision something without space. And Zman. Zman is always, that's the famous Rambam, that by the Ribbono Shel Olam there is no Zman. The Ribbono Shel Olam is Lamalam in Zman, which is the way the Rambam really explains Bechira. How is Bechira not a contradiction with Hashem's knowledge? Because Hashem doesn't see things in sequence. We look at it like, if Hashem knows what I'm going to do tomorrow, what choice do I have? But that's only because we are limited in our conception, in our understanding, we're limited to understanding that events take place based on time. But envision that all the times were there, b'vasachas, right? then there'll be no contradiction. Hashem sees it as it's happening. So if Hashem is not mugbul to zman, so the concept of Hashem knowing what you're going to do tomorrow is not a kasha with Bechira. Because Hashem is there, and that zman too. That zman is not, that zman is there by HaKadosh Baruch. He's seeing it happening. He's seeing your Bechira. He's watching your Bechira. You yourself can't watch your Bechira, because you're limited to time. But HaKadosh Baruch is l'malo mehazman. It's not something you're supposed to understand. It's good. If you don't understand, it's good. Right? Rambam says, Loi machshev oseich ha-meshev oseich, Beibish is l'malo mehazman. Beibish doesn't understand. The Rambam has time to send Rambam. Why did he even address the issue? If he didn't really explain it, why did he address it? If you don't have a teretz, why he's going to cash it? The Rambam l'chayr wouldn't be happy with Rambam Kivego Sefer either. A lot of Tzorchim Gottles in the Hashem Mirena. Because the Ravid writes on this Rambam, he says, I don't know why he asked the question. He says, if you don't have a teretz, what are you asking the Kasha? Well, you're not going to give the teretz, whatever. So Lamaisa, that's the fact. To counteract these two forces, the forces of space and the forces of time, Hashem gave us Lamala Manateven, these two elements. He gave us the Mikdash, which is a makom that's l'malam and ateva, to take away the human being's perception that space is sort of natural. It's not, it's godly, it's not natural. So the mikdash represents the l'malam and ateva of makom, and for zman Hashem gave us Shabbos. Shabbos represents the l'malam and ateva of zman. That zman is also a spiritual force, it's not natural nature. It's l'malam and ateva. And that's put down in many of the Sfar Makdashim, even desire brings down that Shabbos is l'malam and ateva. It's the whole idea. That's really what goes on. The Beis HaMikdash, the Tachlis of Beis HaMikdash, is to come to that realization. Tachlis of Beis HaMikdash is not the Mokom HaMikdash. It's that by experiencing the Mokom HaMikdash, you realize that in every space of the world is l'malam and ateva, is the Shechinah. It's not just the Mokom HaMikdash, where the Eibishta openly portrayed the Lamala Min HaZman and the Lamala Min HaSeichel, where the Eibishta showed us in these Dalet Hamas, there's an Eish Tomet Tukar Hamas Beach, there's the Nehemiah Ravi that doesn't go out, there's the Basar Kodesh, all the Nisim. The Beis HaMikdash was Lamala Min HaTeva, but the idea of the Beis HaMikdash is not that a person has a place, a museum, where you visit and you see l'malam and ateva, you're supposed to bring that home with you, that your home and everything around you is l'malam and ateva. Everything around you is governed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the purpose of the Mikdash. And that's precisely the purpose of Shabbos. Shabbos is also not there just for Shabbos. Shabbos is there that it brings in, right? It integrates into the weekday that element, the elements of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, into the Bria. And that's the reason why the Mishkan and Shabbos are really joining forces. They're both there to bring this same Nekuda to the Bria. That's the Tachlis, to bring this Nekuda to the Bria. And the truth is, the hardest thing for a human being to do is to reach these Madregas. Because every person, the biggest Yetzirah that we all have, is to feel like we're in control. To feel like there is some natural force here that we have shaychus to, whether it's in the medical field, in any field it is. The Vilna Gaon once said that the chokhmah, the seichel of a person, is most meshubah to that. People think it's my brains. He said a great idea. He said, that's why in Shemoneh Esrei, when we talk about Mechayim Esim, when we talk about the Gufa'enu, all these things, we first, at the end of the bracha, say that Hashem is the one that does it, right? We say, Rafeinu Hashem b'nei Rafeinu, and then the end of the bracha we say, Kikel Malach Rafeinu, we say Hashem is a Melech Rafeinu, right? All the brachas of Shemoneh Esrei follow that approach, right? B'chata Gibor L'Elam Hashem Achai Mesim Atarav, V'neman Atalach Yes Mesim, right? And if you look through the Shemoneh Esrei, Hashiv Eshevteinu, whatever the bracha is, Baruch Aleinu, Kikel Tovu Meitav Atam Baruch Hashem, he says, when it comes to Seichel, he says, we so much feel like it's our own. We so much feel like Seichel we're in control of. It's our brains, right? Other things are ready when you're standing Shemoneh Esrei, at least, you're ready to understand it comes from Hashem. At least while you're standing Shemoneh Esrei, you say Baruch Aleinu, you know you're asking Hashem for parnasa, it comes from Him. He says, but by Das, even in Shemoneh Esrei, you think it's your Das. So you start the bracha by saying, Atochayne Lodam Das. It's not my Das. You surrender your Das. You start the bracha, you say, Atochayne Lodam Das. The truth is, that's the greatest thing. When we came to donate to the Mishkan, the main purpose of the donation wasn't the donation. The main purpose in the donation and putting up the Mishkan was to come to that realization. To come to that realization that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, He's the one, Li HaKesef Li HaZov. So really, the donation, the purpose of the donation was how much we come to the realization that we're not in control. That's what we're giving to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Rebbeinu Shem starts off, Zeh Adov Asher Tziv Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu says, let's 1 second. We got to realize what the main thing of all these donations are. You know what the main thing of these donations are? K'chu me'itchem. It's how much you take from yourself. How much you take yourself out of the picture. How much you realize it's not you. How much you k'chu me'itchem, that's the donation you're giving to Mishkan. That's Yivieho. That's the main bringing. Then there's Estrumas Hashem. There's the actual money. But the money was almost secondary. The main thing was the K'chumi Yitchem. How much is it coming from you? How much are you taking from yourself and saying, you know, it's not me. That's what you're able to give David. That's what we gave in the Mishkan. That's the Iker. And that's why there's a Havamina. That since the Mishkan is there to implement this idea of HaKadosh Baruch Hu presence in everything, and that's really what Shabbos is trying to do with Zman. So the Havamina would be that the building of the Mishkan is not a desecration of Shabbos. Because the desecration of Shabbos is, what's Chilul Shabbos? Chilul Shabbos is the denial of the Rabbanu Shalom and the Bria. What's the Binyan HaMishkan? The existence of the Rabbanu Shalom and the Bria. And that's why the Havamina would be that building the Mishkan would be Deicha Shabbos. You know why? Because it's not real Chilul Shabbos. Building the Mishkan is really, in essence, an extension of Shabbos. And that's why the Havamina would be that it would be Deicha Shabbos. You know why? Because it's not a real Chilul Shabbos. Now, when the Nesi'im said, we want to do whatever's left at the end, we know by everything in the world, Ein Adovo Nikra Ela Al Shem Goimro. The one who finishes it, he finished it. So in that act, the Nesi'im, we don't know where the Machshav exactly was. But the perception of that went in direct contradiction with what the Mishkan was all about. The Mishkan is to show that it's not you. And for you to say, you know what, I'm going to put the final touch. I'm whatever's missing, I'm going to come for the bang. I'm giving the home run. That's you. And the whole Mishkan is Chume Yitchem. That it's not you. That was the time on the Nesi. The Taina and the Nesi'im is that their message could at least perceptively be a contradiction with the whole point of the Mishkan. What did the Eibishter do? Unbelievable, the Chachmasei. The Eibishter made that the last donation that came was the Avnei Shem, Avnei Miluim. That fell down with the Mon. They didn't work for it. They didn't have to collect it. They didn't have to fight for it. That was directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They tried to do the last home run. What did the Amish to do? He made it directly. Mon min Hashemayim. So the last donation that the Nesi'im tried to make their own shtempel, maybe for positive reasons, but the message could have been misconstrued. So what did the Amish to do? He made that the last donation was Mamish came straight from HaKadosh Baruch. And that would explain why the Yud was taken out. Why? Because the word Nesi'im without the Yud means clouds. The moon came straight from the, came down from the clouds. Find the sea maybe, the clouds brought it. Came directly from HaKadosh Baruch. There was no Yad Bas of Adam Shailat. And I think that's the message behind the connection between the Mishkan and Shabbos, which is the integration of the Lamalam and Ateva with the Teva. And Rabbi said that's also the pshat. I'll just end with this because I see. That's also the pshat. What? Yiviyeho. Yiviyeho, bring that, and then it's Trumas Hashem. Now, this would also explain, perhaps, the union of Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni. Once we're here, we're in Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni. So we know there's a whole Shaila in the Poskim, if there's a Mishlichus Adar Marba Mesimcha in Adar Rishon, or only Adar Sheni. So Yeshiva's a Machmir, right? Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni. But Lamaisa, the Yavit says that it's only in Adar Sheni. And he brings a raya from Rashi. Rashi in Tainus, in the Sugi Mishlichus Adar Marba Mesimcha, the end of Mesechus Tainus. Rashi says, Marbim B'simcha, why? Rashi says, it's Yimei Nisim L'Yisroel, Purim U'Pesach. That's Rashi. So the Yavit says, what did Rashi mean to say? It's the connection between Purim and Pesach that makes Adar into Marbim. We're talking about Adar, we're not talking about Nisim. But Rashi is saying it's the link between Purim and Pesach that triggers the Marbim B'simcha. Says the Yavit, so Adar Rishon doesn't have that connection. In fact, the Gemara in Megillah has a whole discussion on the Mishnah there when you read the Megillah. The Gemara learns out of Psukim that we learn the Megillah in Adar Sheni, not in Adar Harishon, right? Because we want to make Misamach Nisim L'Nisim Adif. We want to put the two miracles together. See, there's a link from Purim to Pesach. So what's the pshat? But according to what we're saying, it's very poshut. Because just like the Beis HaMikdash, and Shabbos, the main idea is to take the supernatural and to connect it to the nature. That's the main job, the linkage. Pesach represents the Lamala min HaTeva. And Purim represents the Teva. And that's why we link them together, because that's the Iker Simcha, is integration of the Lamala min HaTeva with the Teva. Okay, stop.
How do we see, obviously, that Shabbos is going to be a
Yeah, I need to daven also.